100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 8:46.
Ed Robertson is the founding member of Bare Naked Ladies, and we welcome him to the Mike and Casey show for the first time.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, say hi to Casey.
Casey?
Ed?
How are you?
I'm happy to talk to you.
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah, like forever. But you know,
that's a long time.
Just giving away tickets to the Bare Naked Ladies concert at Bethel Woods has been so much fun, just, you know, playing off your name. I got to ask you right off the bat, how did you come up with that name?
I had nothing to do with it. I was a newborn, and my parents decided on Ed.
No, I'm talking about believe, Bare Naked Ladies, Ed. Bare Naked Ladies. How did you come up with that name?
My mistake. Sorry. I was a newborn, and my parents hoped that I'd be in a band someday, so they reserved the domain name for Bare Naked Ladies long before the internet existed.
They're brilliant, brilliant parents. And, you know, the other day we were giving tickets away, and I Googled Bare Naked Ladies to try to find some trivia. And what came up on my computer, now I'm terrified the boss is going to look on my hard drive and wonder what the heck I was doing.
I bet. That is a convenient excuse you have there, Casey. I like it, though. Built-in joke.
It's a built-in joke.
It's a built-in joke. The name was never intended to be like, 5-cent wing night or free beer or whatever. The first show we ever did was supposed to be our one and only show. I agreed to play a fundraiser for a Toronto food bank, and I came up with the name off the top of my head. And it stuck, and we enjoyed playing, and we just kept doing it. And then after we'd done like two or three shows, we thought, well, we can't change our name now because the 15 people who know about us will never find us.
Now, this summer, it's the Last Summer on Earth tour. You're out with OMD and Howard Jones. How does that work? Is there ever a time when you all get on stage together?
Hopefully that will develop. Right now, Howard is joining us for a song in our set, and I'm hoping we can get the OMD guys up there at some point, too, but that hasn't happened yet. But those guys are amazing, and I know they'd be game for it. We're all having a blast on this tour.
Well, we look forward. You're going to be at Bethel Woods this Friday. Now, if I didn't have a family wedding that I must attend, I would be there to see you guys in person.
Well, you know, statistics say that marriage is at least 50% unlikely to last. So I think you should come to the rock show instead. And you can catch both of those people the next time they get married.
Oh, you're clever, and I appreciate your cleverness.
Please tell me that you're still making money off the Big Bang Theory in syndication and after so many years on TV.
It has been an amazing thing. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
And, of course, we play 1 week, and the New York Lottery played If I Had $1 Million on every commercial all morning long a couple of years ago. So you guys are ingrained in our heads, you know? That's the good thing for a band.
My apologies, but, you know, we like what we do. We just keep moving ahead. I seem to, you know, I think we're almost 28 years in to this career, and I'm enjoying it more than ever. I think we're doing the best shows of our career. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing because it's making us really happy.
Great. And you're making everybody else happy. Thank you. Have a great show and enjoy the tour.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you in Bethel on Friday. Unless you got a family wedding that you got to go to.
Wow. How sweet is he?
Oh, he's the best. I mean, that was really one of the best fun interviews we've done in a long time, if not forever.
Fun guy.
Yeah. Fun guy. Ed Robertson of Bare Naked Ladies are going to be there with Howard Jones and OMD tomorrow night.
So if you don't have a wedding, caller 7. You've got 2 tickets.
Let's go call 7. 1-877-274-9483. Good luck.
I'm John Tesh. On the next Intelligence for Your Life, it's every parent's nightmare. You're on vacation and suddenly...